on this special occasion of Shiv Jayanti, Shiv Baba's birthday.
Aaj
Om Shanti. Today, the Trimurti creator, Shiv Father, has come to meet his Saligram worship worthy children. Today, there is the meeting as well as a celebration. All of you have come from all four corners of the world with great enthusiasm and zeal to celebrate the birthday of the Father. The children say that we have come to celebrate the Father's birthday. And the father says, he has come to celebrate the birthday of the children. All of you have come to celebrate your Alaukik birthday, haven't you? In the whole Kalpa, at no other time does such a unique and lovely birthday be celebrated or is celebrated. Have you ever seen before that such a birthday could be celebrated? A birthday when it's the father's as well as the children's birthday. Because in the task of world transformation, along with Shiv Baba and Brahma Dada, Brahmins are also necessary. No yajna or sacrificial fire would be a success without Brahmins. This is why today is the day of the father as well as the children together. Therefore, the children in their heart of hearts congratulate the father, and the father and the Alaukik father congratulates the children multi million times with all the blessings from the heart. Congratulations to you. And the children acknowledge the congratulations by waving to Baba. And Baba says, yes, Baba likes you clapping with one hand, not with two hands. And when Baba says clapping, the people start clapping. But Baba likes the children clapping with one hand. The other hand is the breeze, the air. So let it be just one hand. You are very happy, aren't you? You are very happy, aren't you? This is why you just can't stop clapping and you clap. And so behind, people are clapping, but double foreigners are very wise. They know that they have to only wave. In the world, the devotees also celebrate Shiv Jayanti in a very grand way. But they celebrate only on one day by staying awake whole night or by observing a fast on that day.
Yeah.
But your promise is not just to stay awake for one night only from the slumber of ignorance. But it is a promise to stay awake spiritually from the slumber of ignorance for the whole period of the confluence age. You have already made that promise and you are keeping up to that promise. All of you are awakened, aren't you? Hope you won't go and sleep again. Or will you go back and sleep a little bit? Okay, if not fall asleep, or you know, maybe just doze a little bit. Hope you won't do that. This awakening is such an awakening in which not only you wake up yourself, but you also wake up others. It is awakening spiritually through knowledge and coming into the enlightenment. This is the alaukik awakening. You like this type of awakening, don't you? Right from the time you took birth, from the time you started celebrating your birthday, what different vows or promises have you made? Do you remember them? Children say, we not only remember them, but our life has become an embodiment of that in a natural way. Pure food, pure behavior, pure thoughts, this has become part of the life. It's not only for 1 month or 2 months, but the whole life is a life in which the promises are fulfilled, are made and then fulfilled in a natural way. It has become part of the natural life. Purity has come in your nature, hasn't it? Has it already become part of your nature, or do you have to make efforts to make it your nature? Just nod if you think it's yes, it's part of your nature. Just nod. And Baba's asking, has it become part of your nature already? Has impurity finished from your nature?
Or pavitrata jivan mein samagi?
Yes, impurity has finished from your nature and purity has become part of your nature, hasn't it? You have celebrated such a diamond, worth diamonds, birthday of Shiv Baba and the Saligrams, of Shiva and the Saligrams. Even the children from all four corners of the world are celebrating the birthday together. Dada is observing how the children are so happy and the father is also so happy. Bab Dada is expressing that joy and happiness by giving a beautiful smile. And then Baba continues. On this day, the bhagats or devotees in particular celebrate your memorial in the form of giving sacrifices. All of you surrender yourselves with your body, mind and with your thoughts, words and actions to the Father, and the memorial of that is that the devotees do sacrifice, but they don't sacrifice themselves. They sacrifice a goat. Now, why do they sacrifice a goat? Why not anything else? You know the reason behind that. It's because because the biggest form of body consciousness is I-ness. I, me. The Hindi word for I is me. So that I-ness is the biggest form of body consciousness. When you sacrifice this I-ness, I, the consciousness of I, then you become Brahmins. What does a goat do? Me, that's its language. It's I. It is the sign of body consciousness. I is a sign of body consciousness. And the consciousness of I is very subtle and also it comes in different forms. The highest on the list of the consciousness of I is I am the body. I am so and so. After that, the next is the consciousness of I comes in different forms when you are trapped in different relationships. And further than that, there is the consciousness of I in the form of the worldly position. And more subtle than that, is the consciousness of I regarding different specialities, different talents, and all that brings a downfall from it, takes one from top to bottom. Everyone has specialities or talents, something unique of them. There is no human soul at all who doesn't have any type of speciality, either in a physical way or a subtle way. Even in this knowledgeable life, in every Brahmin, everyone has at least one speciality, if not more. But
Parmatam Dhinar
the speciality which you have in this knowledge of the life is God's gift to you. It's a gift from God to you. If you bring the gift of God into body consciousness, that is when you say to yourself, I am like this. This is a royal form of body consciousness in a very big way. Therefore, when you see that we have surrendered. Yes, you have surrendered. However, what have you to be careful of in the future? What do all the teachers call themselves? You call yourselves to have surrendered, haven't you? Don't you? So many teachers, all the teachers of India living in centers, all of you have surrendered or have dedicated, because they live in the centers. The Baba is asking, so many, all of you. What about those who live in their households? Have you also surrendered? Yes or no? And all they do say yes. All of you are also surrendered. What about the Pandavas? Are you also surrendered to Baba? Yes, and they raise their hand. Yes, good. Very good. Congratulations. Now, what's to be done next? You have already surrendered. It's very good. Now, you have to check. Should Baba tell you what you have to check? You will say, Baba, we have already surrendered. What more to do? Yes, one is, the first thing is to surrender. But after that is to surrender everything. And in everything, the most important thing to be underlined to surrender everything, including the mind, intellect, and sanskars. Because
jitna aage badhte ho,
as you move along, as you progress ahead by taking fast steps, and you are already doing that, then, according to the present atmosphere,
Brahman Jivan mein bhi,
even in Brahmin life, because majority of you sitting here are Brahmins, even in Brahmin life, may not be bad, because bad is finished, but waste and negative thoughts influence the mind. According to the present atmosphere, it is more, according to the present atmosphere, it is more the influence of waste and negative thoughts on the mind. Because Baba wants to say that the atmosphere is such. And the result is that the power of decision becomes less, as the power of truth and decision, and the decision in the right manner becomes less. Of course, the realization is there, or the awareness is there, that this is not good, it is not right. However, one is to realize through one's conscience. One is to realize through the intellect, and the other is to realize through the heart. If something is realized from the heart, then it is so firm that even if the whole world may change, but that one will not change, because he has realized it from the heart. Baba is talking about surrendering everything, isn't it? And Baba mentioned about surrendering the mind, then surrendering the intellect, and now surrendering the sanskars. Baba will speak about that. As your sanskars are very old, of 63 births, they have become natural in you. Which, in other words, you say, it's not a mistake. Actually, what can I do? It's my sanskar. It's not a mistake, but it's my sanskar. That's what you say. So Baba wants to say that has become like, these old sanskars have become so natural.
Purani sanskar. Kuch mit diye.
Some old sanskars get erased, and some old sanskars get suppressed, but then they emerge again. However, complete surrender or surrender of everything means means to change all the feelings and intentions towards every soul. What Bap Dada calls whatever type of a soul someone may be, because there are variety types of souls, as this is a kalpa tree. If there wouldn't be variety, then this tree wouldn't look beautiful. You must have good wishes and pure feelings for every soul, come what may. Even if someone has bad intentions or impure feelings towards you, you have to have pure feelings and good wishes for that one. To give good wishes to every soul, no matter what he is. You have to have the thought, this one will definitely change. Never have the thought, this one will never change. Do not become a judge and give your judgment that this one will never change. As you have challenged that we have to also change nature and make it satopradhan. It's not that it whether it will become or not, whether it will change or not, that's not the question, but we will change it. This word will has to be underlined. Well, if matter can change, why can't the souls change? Soul is the master of nature. How can it be that nature will change and the soul won't change? How can that be?
परिवर्तन और सर्व के परिवर्तन यही सेवा है।
Presently, the service you have to do is to change your thoughts, mind, intellect and sanskars and change these of all as well. This is the service you have to do. Everyone asks, what do we have to do in this year?
Double seva karni
hai. So Baba is replying to that question. You have to do double service this year. One is you have to surrender yourself completely in every way.
Or itna sako. Samarpan karo.
You should surrender to the extent that your atmosphere, your vibrations,
aapka sang,
your company,
aapka dil ka sahyog,
your cooperation coming from your heart, your good wishes coming from your heart, should
sage
be able to
parivartan kar,
change others easily too, and thereby you cooperate with others in this way. You have to bring about that much transformation of the self. You have to surrender everything. This is one type of service. And the other one is the service of others.
Result me.
The result has been observed. Presently, the result observed is that whatever service the Brahmins have done, whether in Bharat or in other countries, in towns, in villages, in small areas, everywhere, wherever they have done, wherever you have done service, you have done it with great love for the Father. For that, congratulates you very, very, very much. But what do you have to do in the future? Dada observed that a great expansion has taken place. Brahmins have increased and more expansion will take place. However, along with the expansion, whatever service you have done up to now through different projects, Papas may be referring to the Culture of Peace project or any other projects you have taken up. So Papa is saying, whatever service you have done through the different projects, that has been very good. As a result of that, many cooperative souls have emerged in different places and have become instrumental in different ways. So they have become very cooperative. However, it's only one step forward in the form of cooperation. That's good too. By they have put one step forward of cooperation, but the other step is
sage yogi,
the step of becoming an easy yogi,
karma yogi,
a karma yogi. Yes, some of them have become karma yogis or easy yogis. Some have grasped the second step too. However, such type of souls should play a practical part on the stage.
Mic stage par hota hai na.
A mic is always on the stage, is it not? They will definitely become the mics and serve on the stage in a practical way. You are the might and they will become the mic. Baba is saying they'll become like a spokesman. You are the might and they will be your mic. Just as Avyakt Brahma Father is in the form of might and he has made you the mics. Similarly, you become the might and prepare such souls who become the mics. There are very good hopeful mics who will go fast. They are there. But the only thing is you have to increase the connections with these souls. They actually want to know what to do, how to do. So you have to become their might.
Vidhi. Aisi sunao jo.
And show them the method in such a way. That
or alaukik seva, dono ka balance rakhte hue.
That they are able to maintain a balance of the alaukik occupation and the alaukik service, so that they come in the line of last so fast so first. Such type of souls are there. And they will be revealed.
Sraf connection.
But the only thing is that you have to have connection with them and give them the current. You have to give them the current of spirituality and the current of powerful atmosphere and vibrations. And thereby show them the right method of what to do. And they become instrumental.
Vali jivan. Bahut achhi aur sahaj.
They should realize that the life of balance is very good and also very easy. So you understood, didn't you, what you have to do? At least prepare a small bouquet. Maybe it will not be a big bouquet, but let it be a bouquet of 5 flowers or 10 flowers. And there are such souls everywhere. they are in front of Bab Dada's eyes. That means Baba Singh, Baba can see them, they are there. Did you hear, Pandavs? Did you hear? And the Pandavs raised their hand. They waved to Baba. Very good. The double foreigners. They have not only given a jump, but they are already flying. So the first bouquet, by whom will the first bouquet be brought? Will it be brought from abroad or will it come from Bharat? Or will both of you bring, both bring from India and from abroad? From one side from India and from the other side from abroad. Both types of bouquets will come on the stage. Just as you celebrate the ceremony, similarly, that ceremony will also be celebrated when the bouquets come from Bharat as well as from abroad. Is it okay? What do double foreigners think? Is it right? Will you do it? So in the next season you will bring that bouquet? Yes? You have to bring that bouquet, is it not? What about those of Bharat? Double foreigners are raising their hand. Now those of Bharat are raising their hand. Yes, Baba, we will do it, they say. You have to bring those who are able to maintain a balance of laukik occupation and alaukik occupation. Not just as you are as Brahmins, but they should have some laukik occupation also, because such souls will be very impactful. Their impact will be stronger. Actually, they will come and take drishti from you. Okay, what is Jayanti thinking? Jayanti Ben is sitting in front of Baba on the first row, and Baba is asking, what are you thinking? Are you thinking of the different names? Nirmala, Dr. Nirmala, Sister Mohini of New York, all are sitting in the front row. Are you thinking of the names? See, the Pandavas are sitting here, they are from Bharat. You are also no less. You are like God. See? Some are sitting here. There is Bhishman Bhai sitting. And also double foreigners sitting. Brother Brian, Baba is remembering you. Your name, Brian. Brian, raise your hand. Yes. Yes. You have to prepare a bouquet, don't you? You have to prepare one. They're very good Pandavas from abroad. You call that NCO group, the NCO group. You give that name, RCO. All the RCO ones, raise your hand. And NCO, The NCOs, all the NCOs, raise your hand. RCOs and NCOs, raise your hand, all the Pandavas. No Pandavas? Yeah, Brother Ken. Yes, yes, there are a few Pandavas. There's Brother Anthony, Brother Neville. You have to do wonders. It's not a small thing to be called an NCO. It's not a big thing. You can do wonders because the land is ready. The seed has also been sown, but the only thing is needed is to sustain it by watering it. The seed needs the sustenance in the form of watering it. Okay. Bap Dada is happy to see all the children in every turn. Half of the number is of the new ones, and the other half is of the older ones. This is a sign of expansion, is it not? All those have come for the first time in this kalpa, raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Only raise your hand, yes. All the first timers, raise your hand. Yes, the one who is working the TV, show round, turn it round and televise the raised hands. Don't get tired of raising the hand, keep it raised. Yes, turn round the television so that you televise the raised hands. Yes, see in the TV, Baba is telling them, everyone in the front. On the TV you can come to know who has raised the hands. Yes, yes, raise your hand high. Wave to Baba, the first timers. There are many first timers. Okay. Okay, now lower your hand. The special souls who have come for the first time, congratulations to them for celebrating their birthday. It's you are celebrating your birthday in Madhuban this time. Many teachers of Bharat have come. Congratulations to the teachers also. You have done so much service. And therefore, congratulations to you for the service you have done. How is Gujarat? Baba is asking. Baba has remembered the earthquake of Bhuj. Because the sisters of Bhuj center have come, all the students of Bhuj are here. They have come to meet Baba. So Baba is asking, how is Gujarat? Has some upheaval started there or not? And something has happened also in foreign countries. No? There was an earthquake in El Salvador, a little bit in Greece. Hope you are not afraid. The land may shake, but hope the heart is not shaking. And everyone laughs. In the places where the land has shaked, where a lot of harm or has been done, a lot of damage has been done, you know, from those places, those have come, raised your hand. Yeah, all those stand up. From Ahmedabad, from Bhuj. You know, Sister Sharda is standing up very close to her center. So many buildings collapsed in Ahmedabad. So all these have come from Bhuj and Ahmedabad, different parts of Bhuj district. Well, did your heart also shake or was it just the land which shaked? What happened? Was your heart also shaking? That is why you're getting frightened. Or are you getting frightened? No, you're not getting frightened. No, you're brave, yes. Bap Dada observed that the children with the help of their courage and Baba's canopy of protection kept a very good record. Nobody failed. Everyone passed. Of course, everything is number wise, but all of you passed. Congratulations. Who has come from the proper Bhuj? The proper Bhuj area, Bhuj, Anjar, Bachao, Bhuj. One sister she's a teacher of Bhuj center. This sister, those two sisters who are standing in front, they are from the Bhuj center. So Baba is Bhuj, actually it comes from the word Bhuja. Bhuja means arms. So in Bhuj, you were with the one who has 1,000 arms. You passed in the paper, in the test. Very good. And also do not shake in the future too. This will continue, Baba Singh. Don't get frightened. It's like a blessing. And Mohini Ben is telling Baba, Baba, every day there are tremors. Baba says, let it happen. Let the tremors happen. Brother Ramesh is telling Baba that 14 times it has happened in Ahmedabad. And Baba says, yes, transformation has to take place. Therefore, nature will also do its work. Human souls have made nature impure, tamoguni. So nature will do its work, won't it? However, it's all part of a game. In the game of drama, this is also a game. See the game and keep yourself stable. Do not allow your stage to fluctuate. The situation. The situation outside cannot change the stage of Master Almighty children. Or should not change the stage of the Master Almighty children. On the contrary, you have to become instruments to finish the mental stress of souls. You have to become instruments and finish the mental stress of souls. You can do that only through meditation. The doctors will do their work. The scientists will do their job. The government will do its job. Your job is to finish the tension, stress, distress rather, of the minds.
Tension free.
You have to make them tension free. That is, donate to them a tension free life. Cooperate with them in this way. Just as because of the earthquake, people from this land and from foreign lands, a lot of help has come, hasn't it? This is very good. It proves whether it is any foreign land, but everyone loves this land of Bharat. Each one is doing his own task. You are doing your task. Just as when there is a fire somewhere, those who are supposed to extinguish the fire don't get afraid of the fire. They go in and extinguish it. Similarly, you are the ones who are to extinguish the fire of distress in souls. Okay. So Gujarat is strong, isn't it? Are you strong? You are under the canopy of the one who has thousands of arms. Wherever the earthquake may come, you have to be strong. Gujarat has become experienced in it, but it can happen anywhere. See, nobody can do anything to nature. Nobody can stop nature. You can't tell nature, don't come. Earthquake, don't come in Gujarat, don't come in Abu, don't come in Bombay. No, nature is independent. But all of you have to keep your stage stable, unshakable, immovable. You have to keep the line of your intellect and mind very clear. If the line is clear, then you will get touchings. Bhavdada has also told you earlier that those people have wireless, but you have a viceless intellect. What you have to do, what will happen, that decision will be very clear and and quick. It's not that you will take time, you will where to sit, where to go, whether to stand near the door or whether to go to the roof, whether to come out in the open. These thoughts won't come. Your feet will move towards the place where there is safety. And even if you do get frightened, actually you should not get frightened, but suppose you get very frightened, you are very afraid at that time and something drastic does happen, then Madhuvan is your asylum. So don't get afraid, it is nothing. Nothing has happened yet. A lot is to happen, everything is to happen. You should not get frightened. It's only a game. A transformation is to take place, is it not? It's not destruction, but it's transformation. And therefore you need to have disinterest in everything, and that disinterest is bound to come. Become merciful. And with your powers, give Sakash spiritual light and might, and thereby have mercy on souls in this way. Did you understand? Did you understand? Muniben is telling Baba, Baba, this time it's this it's a turn of Eastern Zone, Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Orissa, Nepal, and Tamil Nadu, and Kerala. They are serving this time, and Baba's telling Muniben, this duty is very good of yours. Yes, it's the turn of Eastern Zone, and Eastern Zone everything has come, is it not? Nepal and also Tamil Nadu and Kerala. Tamil Nadu too. All from Tamil Nadu, stand up. All from Tamil Nadu. It's a big group from Tamil Nadu. They are having their sashes around. So their duty is of the hall. Very good. Security duties of Tamil Nadu. Very good. You did very good service. And you got the fruit of service in the form of happiness, didn't you? And for the present as well as for the future, you accumulated strength too. You got the fruit of service as well as the strength of service. So fruit is happiness and the strength is the constant energy. So congratulations.
Nepal.
Nepal, stand up. All from Nepal. So many teachers from Nepal.
Acharya, Nepal.
This is Nepal. What service did Nepal do? What was your duty? Chopping vegetables. Very good. And also cleaning grains. Chopping vegetables and cleaning grains. You did hard work. Very good. See, if you wouldn't chop vegetables, then what would everyone eat? This is why you did a good job. Good service you did. And you got everyone's good blessings. You got the blessings of so many Brahmin souls. You have accumulated those blessings. Because everyone served from the heart. This record of everyone is very good. Congratulations. Sit down. Now, the whole of Eastern Zone, Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Orissa, all the four states. Bihar, stand up. How many are from Bihar? Bihar. Many at the back. What duty did Bihar take?
Security
duty. Very good. You did your own security too, didn't you? You did security of your own stage too, didn't you? So security of your stage and the security of Shantivan as well. Very good. See, everyone's face is shining. It's so happy because the shine of service is visible on your faces. Very good. Congratulations. Sit down. And next. That was Bihar. And now?
Orissa.
Orissa, stand up. All from Orissa. Orissa number is the largest. See, oh, so much. Oh, right to the back. What did those of Orissa do? Accommodation. Accommodation and rolling chapatis. Waterworks. Accommodation, waterworks, rolling chapati. Oh, many things. See, those of Orissa did great wonders. They put all the in Hindi there's a phrase, Chand Chand, means not one moon, but four moons together. How much light that will give. So it's a large number. Therefore, you give light of four moons. It's a great, it's a big number. You're happy until how much happiness did you accumulate by doing the service? Great, a lot of happiness. Yes. Sit down. Now, Assam. All those of Assam and the other very far eastern regions. So many sisters of Assam. In Assam there are more Shaktis, more sisters. The Shakti army is bigger. What was your duty? Transport. And transport, literature, and something more. Transport. And so you did a very good job of bringing people to Madhuban from the railway station. And now you will do the job again of taking so many to the station again. So they came comfortably and now you will send them also comfortably. To Assam, Bap Dada calls that you are the special Assamese. Assami in Hindi means very rich. A rich person is called an Assami. The one who has lots of wealth. So he's called Assami. Congratulations. Sit down. And now, who else? Bengal. West Bengal.
Bengal.
All from Bengal.
Bengal.
Yes.
Bengal.
Stand up. All from Bengal. So Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Orissa, Nepal, Tamil Nadu. Now this is Bengal. What was your duty? Cleaning. Cleaning, sweeping, swapping, cleaning. Helping in the conference hall when groups met Dadiji. Cleaning and making them meet Dadiji. Both are important. Both are necessary. Very good. Guide service. And also laundry. You took it to be your home and fulfilled your duty, and therefore success, success, success. Success is the birthright of the children. So you got success, didn't you? Very good. Sit down. Ah, yes, Tamil Nadu got up. Now, the youth group has come, the Kumars of foreign lands. Kumars. The Kumars please stand up for the youth, the Kumars who did the retreat, stand up. Yes, wave to Baba. The Kumars, you did a very good retreat, Bhatti, didn't you? Was it good? You liked it very much? Yes? Very good. The Kumars will do Kamal. Kamal means wonder. The Kumars will do wonders. Kumars can do whatever they want to do, they wish to do. You are doing it, and in the future you will continue to do it. You have to do it, no? You are very clever. Bab Dada is observing from your faces that all the Kumars are very courageous. Congratulations for your courage. Very good. Bab Dada saw you now, no? Now you won't complain, no? Nobody knows that we are doing the Bhatti, we are all. No, Baba saw everyone. You have worked hard. So you can sit. Bab Dada saw, not just heard, but he also saw that this time
silence bahut achhe achhe anubhav.
This time the double foreigners got very good experiences through the silence Bhatti. Well, it's not possible to hear everyone's experience, but Baba has already heard it. You did the program of silence with great zeal and enthusiasm, and in the future too, when you go back to your countries, you continue to do these silence Bhattis from time to time. However much time you get, you do it. Because the impact of silence is there even on service. So you did very good program. Bab Dada is happy. Continue to do it more and more. Keep flying and make others fly.
Achcha.
Okay. Now, in 1 second,
one,
now, can you stabilize your mind and intellect in 1 second? Can you, when you tell stop, it should stop? So, in a second, stabilize your mind and intellect. And become a dot, a point of light, and merge in a point of light. Become a bindu and merge in the bindu. Okay. To all the most elevated Brahmin souls of all four corners. All the unshakable souls who of all four corners who have made promises. To all the great serviceable souls who do their service and the service of others with great courage, zeal and enthusiasm. On this day of Shiv Jayanti, which is worth diamonds, the most unique and lovely Jayanti, congratulations to you with all the blessings, Yad Pyar and Namaste. One thing. Yes, Baba wants to add, Bab Dada received all your letters and beautiful greeting cards. Bab Dada is seeing, see they're all here on display and on both sides, and double foreigners wrote, and double foreigners wrote letters to Baba, writing their efforts in those letters, all that to reach Bab Dada. So, Bab Dada has received all your beautiful letters which you have written from your heart, and the beautiful cards. So, also, Baba is seeing the children who are sitting physically far, but is seeing them very close to his heart, and with great love is congratulating such children too.
वो सब इधर आ जाएं. All the sisters who are standing on the stage are requested to come this side. Only the senior Dadis and Bab Dada senior brothers will stand for flag hoisting. And all the sisters, please come to this side. Karuna Bhai, Dada Vishwaratan Chandrasekhar. Thank you.
शिव का झंडा ऊंच महान, शिव का सदा होगा सम्मान, सर्व का पिता वो शिव भगवान, शिव का ज्ञान करे कल्याण।
शिव का झंडा ऊंच महान, शिव का सदा होगा सम्मान, सर्व का पिता वो शिव भगवान, शिव का ज्ञान करे कल्याण। शिव का झंडा ऊंच महान,
परेशान आत्मा को आप सब ने मनाई, यहाँ वालों ने मनाई, मनाई, कुर्सी वालों ने मनाई, अच्छा पीछे वालों ने मनाई, आज इस तरफ वालों ने मनाई, अच्छा गैलरी वालों ने मनाई, सबने मिलकर मनाई, सबको मुबारक हो, मुबारक हो, मुबारक हो।
Foreign sisters and brothers who have done candle lighting and those who are standing on the stage are requested to go back and take your seats back. You will be again invited for Drishti and now you are requested to go back to your seats. जिन भाई बहनों ने कैंडल लाइटिंग कर लिया है वो कृपया अपने स्थान पर वापस जाएं। ऑल दोज सिस्टर्स एंड ब्रदर्स हु हैव डन कैंडल लाइटिंग आर रिक्वेस्टेड टू टेक योर सीट्स बैक। You will be invited again for taking drishti from Baba, but you are requested to go and take your seats back. अभी बाप दादा दादी जी और दादी जानकी जी केक की कैंडल लाइटिंग कर रहे हैं। में बैठे हुए भाई बहनों को तो पहले से ही मुख मीठा करा ही दिया गया है। बैठ करके देखिए, खड़े होके नहीं। देखो
सुख के अति भरमार हो, तेरा प्यार बाबा, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार। सुनाएगा मुरली वहाँ बाबा बिना दिल लगेगा कहाँ। सुनाएगा मुरली वहाँ बाबा बिना दिल लगेगा कहाँ। कौन करेगा तेरे सिवा बाबा, कौन करेगा तेरे सिवा बाबा। रोज हमें श्रृंगार हो, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार बाबा, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार। झुलाते हो पलकों पे अपने बिठाते हो, ज्ञान रत्न से सजाते हो, मीठे मीठे बोल सुनाते हो। अभी तो बाहों में झुलाते हो पलकों पे अपने बिठाते हो, ज्ञान रत्न से सजाते हो, मीठे मीठे बोल सुनाते हो। कैसे भूलेंगे तेरा बाबा, कैसे भूलेंगे तेरा बाबा। प्यार और दुलार हो सतयुग में तेरा प्यार हो, सतयुग में तेरा प्यार। बने हो तो बने रहना, सतयुग में भी न दूर रहना। साथी बने हो तो बने रहना, सतयुग में भी न दूर रहना। गाते रहेंगे हर पल बाबा, गाते रहेंगे हर पल बाबा। तेरा ही उपकार हो, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार बाबा, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार। कहाँ मिलेगा बाबा ऐसा, सतयुग में तेरा प्यार हो, सतयुग में तेरा प्यार। भले हीरों के महलों में होंगे, भले हीरों के महलों में होंगे, सुख के अति भरमार हो, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार बाबा, कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार बाबा।
भर भगवान तुम्हारा ज्ञान सिमर कर मन बेहद हर्षाता है आनंद मगन आत्म पंछी आनंद मगन आत्म पंछी अंबर में कहीं खो जाता है भगवान तुम्हारा ज्ञान सिमर कर अब तक न पढ़ा न लिखा गया है किताबों में भगवान पढ़ाएंगे सम्मुख सोचा न देखा ख्वाबों में प्रभु मिलन का ये प्यारा अनुभव प्रभु मिलन का ये प्यारा अनुभव शब्दों में कहा नहीं जाता है भगवान तुम्हारा ज्ञान सिमर कर की लहर लहराती है मुरली की मीठी तानों में ये इंद्रधनुष के रंगों से भरती है उमंगे प्राणों में सिहर सिहर मन मचल मचल तन सिहर सिहर मन मचल मचल हर पल तेरे गुण गाता है भगवान तुम्हारा ज्ञान सिमर कर वचन ये मधुर कथन पावन पावन मन भावन है विश्वास
अभी बाप दादा जीवन हम सबसे
मन आंगन में
विदाई लेंगे और अभी हम सभी अपने स्थान पर बैठेंगे और बाप दादा की दृष्टि का लाभ लेंगे
खुशबू से जहां भर जाता है भगवान तुम्हारा ज्ञान सिमर कर मन बेहद हर्षाता है आनंद मगन आत्म पंछी आनंद मगन आत्म पंछी अंबर में कहीं खो जाता है भगवान तुम्हारा ज्ञान सिमर कर
हम सभी भाई बहने तब तक बैठे रहेंगे जब तक गुलजार दादी वापिस आए, और कल प्रातः 7 बजे मुरली क्लास होगा और उठने का समय 5:30 बजे होगा। 7:30 बजे मुरली क्लास होगा और कल प्रातः मुरली क्लास के बाद मीठे बाबा को भोग स्वीकार कराया जाएगा। पांडव भवन के अंदर 8:45 बजे झंडा रोहण का कार्यक्रम है और उसके बाद दादी जी शांतिवन आएंगे। शांतिवन में 10:30 बजे झंडा रोहण का कार्यक्रम रहेगा और उसके बाद इसी हॉल में ही स्टेज कार्यक्रम है जिसके बारे पहले आपको बताया गया है। वी विल कीप ऑन सिटिंग हियर टिल गुलजार दादी कम्स बैक। अमृत वेला will be in the morning from 5:30 and Murli will start 7:00.
रचना है सब तुम।